But there's something more that turns the merely very good into the exceptional at whatever level they chose to play. And that is that indefinable quality we call soccer intelligence. Intelligent people in whatever field they work know that simple works best. Soccer is at its heart a simple game. Pass the ball, move into space where it's easier to control a pass and to deliver a return. Move the ball on. When the chance arises, attempt to score a goal. If you're a defender, try to deny the other side's space. A simple pass is easier to complete than a complex one. Intercepting the ball is easier than winning it through a tackle. Moving into space, finding a good angle and communicating well makes a pass easier to deliver for a teammate. Intelligence and simplicity might sound as though they should be opposites, but in fact, they are close bedfellows. The purpose of this audiobook is to define soccer intelligence, to break it down into its constituent parts, and importantly, present drills the good coach can use with his or her team to develop that intelligence to its greatest potential. Because it's a fact that those with innate ability to read the game, anticipate passes from both teams, to find space and utilise it, contrive to make that ability of theirs better, more finely honed, even more effective than it might otherwise be. So let us start at the beginning by attempting the challenging task of defining soccer intelligence. What is soccer intelligence? While different analysts might want to put their own interpretation on the term, few would disagree that this nebulous entity is made up of the following very tangible aspects. Understanding of the game. We don't become chess masters without playing. We do not get our university degree without working at the subject. Similarly, people with soccer intelligence have a great understanding of the game. We don't need to practice drills to achieve this. Gaining understanding of the game is more fun than that, although of course the practices that follow in this audiobook are entertaining in the extreme. We gain expertise about the game by watching it, by playing it, by reading about it, and by discussing it. Imitation is the greatest form of flattery, and understanding something is really just following what the best exponents achieve and trying to replicate their actions and their decisions. Bobby Moore may have had the soccer intelligence to mean that he rarely had to make one-on-one tackles, but he achieved this ability to read the game through following the practices of his own heroes. Developing spatial awareness. In other words, knowing where our or our players' bodies are in relationship to others around them. It is this awareness that tells players with soccer intelligence where to pass, when to play the ball first time, when to bring it under control, where to play a first touch into space, where to make runs. Having the skills to apply. Of course, even the player with the greatest soccer intelligence will not become an effective team member without the necessary skills to maximise that potential. Although, of course, many would argue that this is where good coaches come in. Coaches are often players who understand the game, but either never had or no longer possess the physical skills to make a difference on the pitch. This audiobook will focus on developing spatial awareness and the skills needed to maximise that awareness on the pitch. We'll look at developing first touch into space, movement without the ball, including movement into space. We'll examine and practice ways to select the correct pass, and also how to predict the passes of others so that they can be intercepted. Because these are the elements that make up soccer intelligence, and by breaking that down into these constituent parts and practicing them, we can make ourselves or the members of our team more intelligent soccer players. The drills. Each pair of chapters in this book takes an aspect of spatial awareness leading to soccer intelligence. Firstly, it explains the importance of the facet in question to the playing game, and then it offers a number of drills which will help players develop in that particular area. Any of us who have coached widely know that the biggest problem with drills is getting them set up so that everybody understands what they're doing. Once the drill is understood, it can really deliver the benefits it seeks to give. Therefore, the drills are written in a way that can be delivered very